And welcome to Taylor Report. Welcome to CIUT. It is the new sound of the city, as you know. And let's say new because we've got a new transmitter. And Phil Conlon is looking at me expectantly. You know that's why we're using the word new, right?
Yeah, because we got a new transmitter.
And 89 grand or something. 89.5 grand. Well, that's what we want this time.
Yeah, we want 89.5 grand. You give us the 0.5 right now, and there you go. We're right on the road.
Yeah, 0.5 would do it.
First day of the membership drive.
Yeah, which is people appreciate alternative radio and independent radio, et cetera, and they know that it comes because they provide the fuel. And so you can call us up, get in the theme of thing. It matters. It's 416-946-7800, and support CIUT and, of course, mention the Taylor Report. And you can call us if you're out of town, I always say in Hong Kong, I know you're busy doing something pro-democracy. We're pro-democracy here. All of our programming is pro-democracy.
Yeah, well, I think we'd like to experience some in this town. We don't have very much of it.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt. Yeah. It's 888-204-8976. And, of course, we're online, CIUT.FM. And I'll remind you the kind of programming we do. Last week we were talking with, in recent weeks, let me do it that way, T. Fan Dixon, the professor of law in Oregon State University, and a former lawyer at both the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda and the International Criminal Tribunal for Yugoslavia. She worked on Mr. Milosevic's case, and she had a lot to tell us about the great projects of international criminal law, about which she was somewhat skeptical, and because she's actually done it and knows what she's talking about. We had her on the air last week because of the breakthrough in programming with the BBC Two produced a documentary about Rwanda. Anybody who listens to this show knows that we're a couple of years ahead of the BBC on that point. We know you appreciate
that. Phil, that was very modest. You're not a couple of years ahead. You're about 15, 20 years ahead.
Well, I was trying not to appear too ancient.
I'm going to brag on behalf of the Taylor Report. Yeah. The BBC just figured out something that we basically knew 15 years ago on the Taylor Report.
15, 20, now that we're talking.
Yeah, yeah.
20, but who's counting?
Right.
No, 15, you're right.
Yeah.
And we're talking about CIUT, we're talking about the Taylor Report, and we know that you're lining up to help us out to build the station more. The goal is 89.5 grand. And you call us up, 416-946-7800, 946-7800, and the 888-204-8976 for those of you who are out of town, not in Toronto. And you can, of course, go CIUT.FM. When you get to CIUT.FM, just hit the little button that says donate, and it will ask you what show, and then you tell them the Taylor Report. There's a lot of great shows. We're very proud of Ruby Slippers is hosted by
Carol Barrett,
used to be collaborated in producing this show.
That's right.
I don't know. Could we use the word yeoman effort kept us on the air regularly and did a fine job. Anyway, that's an excellent show.
Well, Ruby Slippers is on Fridays at 7, and I want to tell a story I have, because I turned the radio on in my room the other day, and I was listening to it, and I'm thinking, I thought I was listening to the French CBC. I said, this is an awfully good program for the French CBC. I'm a little surprised, Mm-hmm. And then, all of a sudden, I heard the CIUT logo. I realized that wasn't the French CBC. That was something much better, and that was Potpourri, which is here on Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock for 2 hours. And if you want to get French language radio, which is not filtered by all the the very important suits at the CBC, then you got to turn it to CIUT on Sunday mornings at 11. So that was a revelation to me. And there's actually two French programs on CIUT.
Listen to CIUT for the revelations. Yes. And call us up, 416-946-7800. This is Taylor Report, CIUT, and if you're out of an away at a distance, make it 888-204. That's toll free, 888-204-8976. Yeah, the great thing. I mean, you think about it. The other day, I was watching commercials that were interrupted by what appeared to be a football game. But there were so many commercials, I kept losing track of who was playing. And, you know, I think the final score was 3-2, but I don't even know the teams. So, that, I mean, that's why, you know, you do appreciate independent radio, alternative radio, and I assume you appreciate the Taylor Report. So call us up at 416-946-7800. Become a member. This is the membership drive. This is the happy time for CIUT and Taylor Report listeners. 946-7800, and it's the new sound of your city. And we have a great new sound. If you're saying, gee, I haven't heard this program before, that it might be because now we have a new transmitter. And so we have reached you. And we do have a lot of original stuff. A lot of important folks have been on our show. We'd like to take you back in time. For example, we once interviewed Charles Taylor, when he was president of Liberia. And he was on our show, I think, on 3 occasions when no one else in the world could reach him. And to this day, I have never told anybody how we managed that. But if you tune in to, support us, become a member, 946-7800. And along the way, we'll probably tell the whole story of our talks with Charles Taylor. When, by the way, we would congratulate him. He was working very hard, and that's what he had to tell us about how he to arrange a civilized, peaceful transition of power. W. Bush was breathing down his neck and threatening all kinds of things. But I have to say, whatever anybody might think about how all that unfolded later, that was well handled by the Liberian government at that moment, because the last thing anybody really should have wanted to see was U.S. Marines thinking they're going to solve the problems of Liberia. Not that they're willing to help now when the Liberians have an Ebola issue. And which leads us to another popular subject on the Taylor Report. We have worked very hard to explain the working colonialism and imperialism, and particularly in relation to Cuba. And we talk here on about the Cuba Five and other issues. But Cuba right now is supplying, according to the United Nations, who gave them a special shout-out, the most medical personnel per capita of any country on the earth.
Even more amazing than the United Nations is that the august body that controls the editorial board of the New York Times has deigned to notice with approval the Cuban effort. Yes. Which I wonder why they would do that, right? Maybe because they're genuinely frightened of Ebola.
I think they've been tuning into the Taylor Report and found this very reasonable, and therefore they will get a call today from the New York Times editorial staff, 416-946-7800, and they will be asking if they can contribute, and yes, they can. We still have a low opinion of them, but if they want to do that, 946-7800. If you are calling from the New York Times, we do have a toll-free number, 888-204-8976. You can also check out CIUT.FM. And apropos of that, Fidel Castro, who, you know, is beloved by the name Fidel. He was before, you know, Madonna and all these people, Prince. He was the one named Big Shot of the Hemisphere. Fidel did engage in a colloquy with the New York Times, and I really recommend it. This is the age of just go online and find it. He patted them on the back for an op-ed piece in which they confessed that Cuba had probably the highest level of education in the hemisphere of South America. And he said, funny you would notice that, because you've been boycotting us, you have had a blockade of us, you tried to starve us to death, but we still went ahead and produced doctors and scientists, etc. And, of course, when we do the Taylor Report, we talk about these things, which ordinarily are not very well covered by what is called, I notice it's now called MSM. I went through a period where I thought, MSM, what is that? Anyway, the mainstream media, we have been talking about it. That's why, of course, we assume you want to call us up and become members of this great station. Back the new sound of your city, and the number is 946-7800, and you can call us toll-free at 888-204-8976. Phil is looking, by the way, to find see if he can find all the anything special that we can give away. I don't know.
No, that I've got right here. I just want to know what's a good sum of money. Well, you actually start with $25. That makes you a member and gets you a tax receipt.
But you should be a big shot. Go for $100.
That's right. Around here,
embarrass your neighbors.
$100 is a big shot.
They contributed, you say to them, "I gave them $100." What the heck? I mean,
$200. And
do I hear $200? I hear $200.
And you will get a tax receipt from it. So that would be very, very nice as well. But actually, we have bribes as well. We have these wonderful grand prize draws. And there's six things. And so if you do become a member or renew your membership in the drive this week, these are the things that you could win, right? A Sony e-reader, a Samsung Galaxy S4 Mini, a Books and Tea prize pack, which includes Bob McDonald's Canadian Spacewalkers, Techno Creep by Thomas Keenan, Toronto, a biography by Alan Levine, Scott Feshuk's The Future and Why We Should Avoid It, and five other titles. And I think you're going to get some tea with that as well.
Really?
A health and wellness prize pack, which includes a month's pass to yoga at Nirvana Spa, a Samsung Galaxy GS5 active mobile phone, and a Samsung Galaxy tablet S10.5. All of those little goodies are somebody who becomes a member this week is going to get one of those.
It'll be part of the draw.
That's right.
What's the amount for that?
$25 or more.
You got a shot at 25.
Yeah.
Listen.
I mean, that's a steal.
Yes. And it definitely is. And the number way to get in on this steal that Brother Conlon is referring to is call us at 946-7800 or 888-204-8976 or go straight to online to CIUT.FM, push donate, and then say the Taylor Report. And bingo, you might win the whole thing. This is your one-stop tailoring service. So this, we want you to remember that. I am very. We should all be really proud and impressed that all of the folks that make CIUT go put their shoulders to the wheel when we had problems with our transmitter, and we paid off that thing. We have the transmitter. So if you're driving along listening, say, "Hey." That was a collective thing. Peter Kropotkin would be very impressed. He wrote the book Mutual Aid about how to make a humane society, and it's cooperative effort, and that's what we had at CIUT. We're very proud of it, and we know you believe in this sort of thing yourselves. So call us at 416-946-7800 and toll free 888-204-8976 online. It's CIUT.FM, and all you do is hit the donate button and get a chance to write the Taylor Report, and we would really like to hear from you. I'll just tell you again, it's the kind of folks we've had. We had Ishmael Reed, who's one of the most noted poets in the world. He's a worldwide recognized. He goes to Palestine. He goes to China, he goes to Europe, and everywhere he is considered one of the representative American poets and Black American who's focused on issues of race and oppression, among other things. And, of course, he's a great novelist. Anyway, he was on our show talking about the Ferguson issue. There's a scandal that happened there where you have 52 policemen in a community that is Black, and 50 of the 52 are white, and a young Black man is shot down in the street, and his body is left laying for four and a half hours while the white police officers all decide how they're going to explain this and begin to manufacture accusations against that young man who, by all accounts, had his hands up. So that was a burning issue. We have such issues with law enforcement in Canada and Toronto, any major city. And we were fortunate to have Ishmael Reed, who had just written a wonderful column which appeared in Counterpunch website. And So we know you appreciate that sort of thing, and the way to keep maintaining such programming, such quality, is to call the CIUT at 416-946-7800, 1-888-204-8976, or go online to CIUT.fm. And again, why is this important? Ishmael Reed, the latest essay, which you can find in Counterpunch magazine, is an article which is published there, which was refused by Nation magazine. And so Ishmael treats you to a discussion of why white liberals have a little bit of a problem with what he writes. They had solicited from him an article. They said, "Oh, Ishmael, it's been so long. We need an article from you for our big anniversary edition." So he wrote him one. And they said, "Well, we're not going to go with that one." And so then they tried to, then they said, "And here's $250, though, for contributing." And so his agent phoned and said, "No, the number was $500, and he met your criteria, and the article was submitted on time. We want the $5." They said, "Okay, here's the $5, but we're not publishing." Anyway, now, that is a very interesting article. I could tell you that the interview that we did, which you'll find on the Taylor Report, taylor-report.com, he basically outlined to us the themes of that article, what he was talking about, the manipulation by a white power structure of black opinion, so that if there's going to be black opinions contrary to the mainstream story, they will choose which black individual will be the person. And he even, in his interview with us, named a woman who, a black broadcaster who had come on a show, I think it was CNN, but I'm not certain, who found that she was unemployed after being on because the script they had was different than the script the way she wanted to tell the story. So we had Ishmael Reed, and we're very proud of that. And you got it on the CIUT. Call us up, 416-946-7800. Contribute to CIUT and to the Taylor Report, of course. And if you're calling us from out of town, if you're listening on your computer in Prague, go to 888. Oh, pardon me. Well, yeah, 888-204-8976, or you could go to CIUT FM and hit donate. I keep wanting to say donut, but maybe
no, we're not the donut party.
That has something to do with the police department in Ferguson. CIUT.FM, and of course contribute so that we can continue the kind of extraordinary programming.
I'm doing some mental free associating here, but you were talking about a writer and you were talking about St. Louis, and it reminds us that you introduced you interviewed Clancy Siegel about Ernest Hemingway, right? And that was a very interesting interview, and again, that's a subject nobody talks about anymore. And
Toronto's own Ernest Hemingway. He worked at the two papers called the Star, the Kansas City Star and the Toronto Star. And thank you for your money. I mean, yes, Clancy Siegel has been on more than once, has been our guest, and I thought that was an extraordinary discussion because there is Hemingway, being one of the great writers who leaps over generations, will no doubt be remembered and talked about for a long time, has to be kind of reintroduced. And Clancy did that in a great book. Strangely enough, I can remember the title written by his old friend Nelson Algren, who wrote A Walk on the Wild Side, and he wrote a book also about Hemingway, curiously enough, titled Hemingway All the Way. Clancy did have and does have a wonderful book. And hey, Marcia Smith, thank you very much. Emmy Manti, we are very grateful. And to Randy Parado, thank you. We're getting somewhere here. Pardon me, my poor eyes. You're listening to the Taylor Report. You're listening to CIUT. And, of course, you want to contribute. I don't want to get in your way on that. You really called up to get the number, so I'm going to give you the number, 416-946-7800 and 1-888-204-8976. And, again, well, of course, there's also CIT.FM to get us online, and more, that's what people do. Kevin Beamer, thank you. This is looking good here. We're very appreciative. By the way, I'm going to mention the name because I was speaking to you last night and to remind folks about our upcoming show. And I was speaking to David Spring, a math professor. And lo and behold, he had attended the reunion of the free speech movement in Berkeley. And we should all be envious of him. The repercussions of the Berkeley earthquake are still being felt to this day, and a lot of really distinguished political scientists and lawyers and professors and whatnot have had attended that, and that was certainly the moment when you could say they decided on the direction of their life, and we were able to comment on and notice who had been there. And reminded each other that the struggle against racism was the core of that. It began with two big phenomena. One was the struggle in the South, and on the Taylor Report, we've interviewed Jim Dan. Jim Dan has wrote a book about his experiences in 1964 Mississippi, in the Mississippi summer phenomenon. Well, the leader of this free speech movement, Mario Savio, was also in the Mississippi summer, and he had learned a lot. And among the things, by the way, everybody seems to agree, was he had a humble style. And SNCC was very good at reminding everybody of what they, if you're doing something, you're not a hero, you're just doing the right thing. Mario had wonderful personality and character, but he brought that to the free speech movement. But there's a secondary thing we often forget. There was a great monster in Oakland, California. The monster's, the machinery, was called the Oakland Tribune. And the man who owned it was Bill Nolan. And Bill Nolan was a senator from California, but he thought that he owned California in a sense. So when a student said they were protesting against his newspaper for not having any black employees, he just phoned up the University of California and said, get rid of those punks. And so they said, yes, sir. And then they tried to get rid of the punks. And then they got their hand bitten off by Mario Savio and thousands of others. Anyways, I mean, that's what you get when you phone up the Taylor Report. And when the Taylor Report phones up someone like David Spring and he says, hey, I was just in Berkeley. And we reminded each other how all these things are kind of plugged into each other. And let me say another thing about independent radio, alternative radio. Which word should I use? The KPFA Berkeley was at no question in my mind, because I also happen to be in and around there, but I'm not going to. And KPFA is where you found out what was going on with the free speech movement. And of course, also, if you want to know what was going on in Freedom Summer, and if you wanted to know what was going on at Mr. Nolan's newspaper, you had to tune into KPFA. Obviously, Bill Nolan was not going to tell you. He was one of those kind of people who said, "No, I'm so powerful. I can't only put you in the paper. I can keep you out if you like." And I can keep you out if you were one of my golf friends who's gotten into a little trouble. You won't be in the newspaper. And if a guy gives a speech on a street corner saying there's racism in Mississippi or whatever, I'll keep that out of the paper. So anyway, that's why you tune into such stations as this and support CIUT and the Taylor Report, 416-946-7800. Call us up toll free, 1-888-204-8976, and at CIUT.FM, hit the donate button and say Taylor Report. We do a lot of work talking about the anti-war movement, which, by the way, on Saturday, just to show, we not only do we do it We do it every day of the week. And on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the U.S. Consulate, the Canadian Peace Alliance is having a demonstration against the decision of the Harper government to send warplanes to join whatever that is. It's called another Coalition of the Willing, I guess, or Coalition of the Willing 3, kind of like Rocky 10, Heartbreak or Break Heart or whatever, 4. It's led, of course, you should be reassured, as Harper and Obama would be happy to tell you, it's being led by monarchs from the Gulf, none of whom have allowed free speech, and they do practice capital punishment. In the case of Saudi Arabia, they do it with a sword and they cut head off. So they are helping lead this coalition. The Canadian warplanes will be joining. And there is a demonstration on Saturday, 2 o'clock at the U.S. consulate about it. And you hear things like that. If you tune in to Tito Report, you hear things. And so you got to call us up at 416-946-7800. And a minimum of $25 for a membership, but go right ahead and give $100, $200 as the mood strikes you. You also go to CIUT.FM and hit the donate. Taylor Report, CIUT. Stan Babbitt, there's a veteran fighter. And thank you very much, Stan. And Dr. Harry Williams and Rose Williams have contributed, and I hope they get in there on that the prize that you referred to, Phil. And these are really outstanding fighters, good friends of Cuba, and they have fought hard for the Cuban Five, about which we talk on this show, and they have been longtime opponents of, what shall we call it, gringo strategies in South America, and they've been supportive of the Venezuelan struggle. And I bet they were very pleased when Evo Morales was elected by a big plurality last week. And Evo Morales must be a very important man, because his plane was taken and forced to land in France or Spain or somewhere.
Austria.
Was it Austria?
Austria, yeah.
Why am I blaming this on everybody but the Austrians?
Well, because they're all the same. I mean, yeah. The French, the Spaniards would have done it if they'd had the chance. But
they certainly phoned
it first.
Yeah. You know, they were looking for the guy. Yeah. They thought that Powers, was that his name?
Snowden. They were looking for Snowden.
And so they took the president of Bolivia and stopped his plane.
And intruded into the sovereign space of the president's office on the plane, which, under an international agreement, meant that they had basically occupied Bolivia. But, of course,
yes.
Who's counting, right? It's just us, and you're just one of them. So.
Yeah. If you talk about, as we do on this show, sovereignty, respect for state sovereignty, particularly in the case of Syria, they don't have any sovereignty, but they have a lot of sovereignty where they come from. Ask anybody, particularly a poor child trying to escape terror in South America who shows up at the border, they will be accused of being importing Ebola. So they're very interested in their own sovereignty, but they don't respect anyone else's. And that's won't be a surprise to the listeners' Taylor Report. And that's why you want to call up to the station, support the new sound of your city, and call 946-7800. And from out of town, you call 888-204-8976. And, of course, CIUT, you go online to CIUT.FM.
Can I point out that there's a new feature? If you choose to donate by going to the website, CIUT.FM, and you donate, they have a fancy now little software installed on the website where you will get your tax receipt the same day. So you won't have to forget about it, and you get the tax receipt, you put it away, and then you'll get a break in your taxes next year.
So, and you get it automatic right away.
You get it automatic. So
that's really important at CIUT.FM to that service, which is just now been
made available. That's right. It's brand new. It's it goes with the transmitter. See, everything's up to date and modern at CIUT.
Yeah. Right. Boy, we're proud of that transmitter. Yeah. Ariana Stokas, thank you very, very much. And That's we're thrilled to hear. Let me just say, we've got some of the folks we don't always mention who've been part of our show and shared what they know with us. Ramsey Clark, former Attorney General of the United States, has been on our show several times, and the last time we interviewed him, he basically gave us a report on his meeting with President Assad of Syria. He's one of Ramsey fought very hard against the attempt to directly attack the U.S. I wonder, you know, Gore Vidal says that the proper designation is the United States of Amnesia. So if you don't remember, 1 year ago right now, President Obama of the United States said he was going to bomb Syria. He was going to go after him directly over the issue of chemical weapons. There's another guy I think you might have, at the time, 1 year ago, was a good friend and highly admired in the world, President Putin of Russia. His numbers have dropped somewhat in the circles of the Washington Post. But at that time, and he said, well, let me help you out here. I'd be happy to broker this and arrange, since you say they have chemical, Syria said they had chemical weapons. If that's an issue, if that's the only thing that's going to cause a conflagration, well, we'll arrange that for that to be taken off the board. And so Putin did that. I'm speaking again of amnesia. He should have got the Nobel Prize for that. You know, if anybody who prevents any great leader and figure, you have to, by the way, your qualifications are that you had to be head of state, generally. If you were thinking of going for that, to prevent a war, you have to have a power. He had quite a bit. So instead of winning the Nobel Prize, he's now on this year's list of evil enemies, and people now mistake him for Ivan the Terrible, but that's what 12 months will do. He actually is the same guy and said it's the same thing. For example, he says, we believe in the war on terror, but, you know, we have to participate. You cannot put us on one side and then claim you're making a war on terror. And that's, of course, the same thing that President Assad said to Ramsey Clark, and which was reported on the Taylor Report, which is why you're reaching right now for your phone, 946-7800. And again, if you're in Prague or London or Belfast, you can call us at 1-888-204-8976. I know you're up a little late during Belfast, but go ahead and do it anyway. And it's go online at CIUT.FM. And it's a new sound of your city.
Listen, the grand prize draws. If you become a member or you renew your membership, $25 or more in the membership drive at CIUT, your name will be entered in a draw, and there are six prizes: a Sony e-reader, a Samsung Galaxy S4 Mini, a book and tea prize pack, and a lot of books, and some tea. A health and wellness prize pack, which includes a month pass to yoga at Nirvana Spa, a Samsung Galaxy GS5 active mobile phone, and a Samsung Galaxy tablet S10.5. All of those are going to be given away as kind of a door prize for your membership at CIUT, helping to keep this station on the air, vibrant, with enough funds in which to continue operating in the manner to which you, our audience, have become accustomed, which
yes.
is to have a very good sound coming out of our brand-new transmitter, to have our web presence, to have our presence on TuneIn Radio. There's a lot of different ways to listen to us. If you don't hear the Taylor Report on Monday at 5, you don't worry about it because you can go to the website and listen to it later on.
Taylor-report.com, or
right.
you can get it on CIUT.
Right. There's two different ways to listen to it. That's right. And if you like what you heard and you want to make sure you got all the details right, you go back and listen to it a second time. You know?
Absolutely.
And now you got the details right. You know?
Yeah. Hey, listen, a different book list. Thank you very much. And the book, incidentally, I will blow the small horn here, that I have an essay in this book. It's called Justice Belied. You're listening to Taylor Report. Justice Belied is available at a different book list on Bathurst Street. And we thank them very much. There is a great deal of interest. I tell you the contents of that, who is writing in the book. other than myself, a bunch of highly qualified folks. Mainly, this is essays by lawyers who have practiced international criminal law in front of one, in one venue or another, and they are writing about what they learned and what their conclusions about the process. And it's titled, as it just won't surprise you, Justice Belied. I urge you to get that. But anyway, thank you very much to the to a different book list. You know, we talk a lot about the Cuban Five, the those Cubans who, in defense of their country, sought information on people intending to carry out terrorist attacks, veterans of having done such crimes within the community, Florida community of Cuban expats, and they turned over the information on people engaged in criminal behavior, and as a result of that, the U.S. government persecuted them. And now we've spoken about this many times on the show. One of the authors, important author on this subject, is Stephen Kimber, King's University, Halifax. And he's going to be in Toronto speaking on November the 9th at Ryerson, 2 to 5 p.m., and that's a Sunday. Stephen Kimber, and his title of his book is What I love this title, What Lies Across the Water? The true story of the Cuban Five. It's a brilliant piece of investigative writing. He won awards for this book. He will be here on November the 9th. We'll be speaking to him probably on the 3rd of November by way of promotion of the program, and to underline the fact that Stephen Kimber has this important book. And that's why, of course, you listen to CIUT, and that's why you listen to the Tate Report. That's why you ought to call us up at 416-946-7800. I'm trying to find new ways to say this. 946-7800, out of town, 1-888-204-8976, and online, CIUT.FM. By the way, Stephen Kibber has a nice column in the latest Rabble. You can find it. And he has he's working on ways to un-Harper Canada. He wants to un-Harper.
Well, that's something which we all desire. So yes. How do we un-Harper?
Many of us do, yes. And what I like about the Stephen has a way with words, not surprisingly. He does teach journalism. He says that Canadian politics is basically a form of rascal tossing. We have rascals, and we toss them. And he says, of course, we end up with a new rascal, and then we toss that one. So he's suggesting it's now rascal tossing time. I should take a drama class and learn how to say rascal tossing. And call us at 946-7800. Out of town, you can call us toll-free, 1-888-204-8976, and we're, of course, CIUT.FM.
Phil, can I remind our listeners about some other wonderful programs on CIUT that
please do.
We make a modest contribution to? So I have my own program on Wednesdays at 6 p.m., Classical Underground, which is classical music without the snobbery. This is not for the people in the...
This is hard work.
This is hard work. It is not for the people in the wearing the formal evening wear.
You're taking the fun out of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, of course, finding the real fun in what is a great art form that is completely neglected by commercial radio and by the CBC. Now, there's that. Friday mornings at 9 o'clock, there is CIUT Friday Morning, and that's when films and the theater get thoroughly reviewed and tossed around. Some rascals get tossed on that program, too, I think.
On CIUT Friday Morning?
CIUT Friday Morning.
Oh, yeah. Well,
if you put on a bad play, Lynn
Slotkin pulls no punches.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. You should tune in, and that's one of the reasons you support the new sound of your city. 416-946-7800, and support CIT, support the Taylor Report. 946-7800. Love to hear from you, Samantha Vite. Thank you very, very much. We are so grateful. and Peter Rosenthal, a brilliant lawyer, also a brilliant mathematician, and an old colleague of mine and others who worked with Charles Roach, that great law firm, a sort of a legendary place in Canadian law. And what a wonderful figure what Charles was. Peter Rosenthal has contributed. We're very, very appreciative. It's 416-946-7800. We have a number of people contributing. I'm looking for one, but I'm going to just say the name right here. Karen Snooks, who passed away several years ago now, was a beautiful person, an artist, and she was a trade union activist. We always think of her. She was with the Canadian postal workers, who are themselves fighting for their survival right now. If Karen were with us, she would be there with her signs and organizing. And we know that Ron Neswick and family remember her for our show, every fundraising. And we thank them very, very much. And we do remember Karen Snooks and the whole labor movement. There should be plaques and things to recall people like Karen Snooks. Call us up at 416-946-7800 or 888-204-8976. This is the CIUT, where we have our boots on the ground and we provide our own air force, our air support, the new sound of our city. So join us. Get your boots on the ground. Get in with the Taylor Report, 416-946-7800. And if you're out of town, toll-free, 888-204-8976.
Phil, can I tell our listeners some of the things that we need these funds for? We have to finish paying off for the new transmitter. These guys who sell it to you, they want to get paid. And very important. And we have to
pay them.
You have to pay them, yes. Yeah. See, we're a little backward in the world just now. We haven't reached the stage where people provide things as they're needed. They got to be paid. We have to purchase additional components to make up an entire transmitter system. We're not there yet. We want to build a new studio and production facilities. We want to upgrade our existing studios. We always need live broadcast equipment to be renewed and updated. We need to maintain the transmitter, and we have day-to-day expenses to ensure that we're broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That includes Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving, and
by the way,
and the Grey Cup, if anybody
if
cares.
If you listen to the Taylor Report, know that come hell or high weather, we tend to be here.
And, absolutely. Holidays don't exist.
As a matter of fact, if it is high water, we'll be here to tell you. Call us at 416-946-7800. And Stephen Moyer, thank you very, very much. And Aaron Ma, there's another favorite friend, and thank you. And Russell Barnes, thank you. This is... very heartening. By the way, we're going to pay for that thing, Phil. I can feel it. This is we're going to pay for that. We're looking for
$89,500.
Yeah, $89,500. Yeah. That's a familiar sound to it. $89,500. Okay, 946-7800, 1-888-204-8976. That's toll free. That number. And by the way, we had. Ted Schmidt, who wrote the great book Never Neutral, and he's been on our show several times. There's this is a guy who's, you want to understand this history of our city, understand Toronto, you have to read Ted Schmidt, Never Neutral. He also has a website, and he's a fighter who has been very strong in his support of the Palestinian issue and Gaza most recently.
He's a retired school teacher. He's a legend in Toronto because he led the struggle against Litton Industries when Toronto's dirty little secret. We were manufacturing components for nuclear weapons in this city. And he was there as a high school teacher with his high school kids out exposing Litton Industries for that activity back in the 1970s.
Well, Phil has outed him on that one. Yeah. Call us up at night.
Well, he write about it at Never Neutral, so
he,
I don't
he
think
did, he did write about it.
Yes, he did.
That's right. And incidentally, he had worked with the Berrigans, who are great names in the world peace movement and who really put it on the line. And incidentally, Ted Schmidt is the person you want to go to to understand developments in the struggles, political struggles within the Catholic Church. We're seeing the return of the phenomenon once called liberation theology, which is a major subject.
We saw something that I almost qualify as entertaining this week, which is that when the right wingers are in complete control, they always emphasize the virtue, as us Catholics were taught as children, of obedience. Even if you don't agree, if the bishop says so, then you obey. But this week, some of the right wing bishops didn't like what they were hearing, so they were frankly insubordinate. They told the Pope, "You can't say that about gays. You can't call them by respectful names and stuff like that. We have our names for them, and by God, that's what we're going to call them." And and that's just that's just the way they acted. And
by God was pretty arrogant.
They think they are by God. These guys.
There you go.
But anyway, Ted Schmidt, who wrote Never Neutral, is one of the people who can tell you without a forked tongue exactly what is going on inside that.
We have him on the Tate Report, and we urge people to get that book, Never Neutral. Call us up at 416. Yeah, you're going to run out of opportunities here. We've got another 15 minutes to go, roughly. 946-7800. Want to hear from you. And we want, of course, pay off our wonderful new transmitter. And
we know we have a lot of listeners who, for one reason or another, have never contributed to CIUT and contributed to the Taylor Report. And we love the fact that you listen to us. We want you to keep listening to us. And we ask you to join the parade of all of the wonderful people who contribute to CIUT and take out a membership. Of course, by the way, when you take out a membership, you're entitled to come to the annual meeting and vote and choose the...
You heard about voting.
We permit it.
Let me just say, by the way, in any venue, in any place I am, I want to help everybody out here. I ask myself, what would Jack Layton do? I think he likes independent programming. And even if he was looking at city politics, my guess is he'd have an opinion. So just ask yourself. You know, if you're scratching your head and say, I don't know what, just what would Jack do?
I think he would contribute to CIUT. In fact, I think he did.
He definitely did. The last time I saw Jack, actually, he was at a meeting for the Cuban Five. When he stood up, he wasn't at the head of the hall. He stood up when he was helping himself with his cane, and he said he was there to say that he supported that cause. And by the way, the leader of the biggest trade union in Britain was on the podium, and... as was the leaders of the steel worker. That was an impressive show.
Very impressive show.
And Jack was there. And that's the kind of thing you learn when you're tuning into the Tate Report. 946-7800. And Frank Panetta, thank you very, very much. Ron Meswak, who we mentioned, referred earlier, and it gives me another chance to say Karen Snooks, in the memory of her. Patrick McKenney, thank you. My golly, David Jacobs. Now, David Jacobs was on our show. David Jacobs is a lawyer who was on the show talking together with Professor Harry Glaspick of York University, I think, Professor Emeritus, certainly retired. And they were reminding our listeners about the wonderful life and work of Michael Mandel, who had been... also a guest on the Taylor Report, Michael Mandel, the brilliant law professor who took up the issues, really vital ones, of war and what makes, you know, what is a illegal war, what is, can a great state like America intervene in the name of humanitarian interest? And this was a focus of his writing, and he produced a book titled How America Gets Away with Murder, which is a law professor with a vivid title. Rarely do law professors produce vivid titles. A terrific individual who we lost, and Harry Glaspick and David Jacobs spoke of him on the Taylor Report. You can find that on our archives, taylor-report.com. Call us up at 946-7800 and support this great station CIUT and support the Taylor Report. You can call, and if you're out of town, 1-888-204-8976. Kay Basham, thank you. And I'll just tell you, we have other folks that I want to make sure I mention their names who have been so important to as guests. Scott Taylor, who has a wonderful magazine focused on on, you might say, the politics of the military. He answered or tried to answer for us our great mystery question we put to all guests: why doesn't Iraq have an air force? The United States smashed Iraq and then said we're going to build a nice new army, but they neglected to give them an air force. Now, funny thing, the Americans say they have to be flying over Iraq to protect Iraq. And you say, well, they were there for 11 years. Why didn't they leave them an air force? Scott Taylor had his tongue in his cheek, kind of kidded about it, as did anybody who answered that question, including Mahdi Nazemroya only a week ago, pointing out that when you ask the United States that, you get very strange answers. They say, well, they, you know, they haven't paid for the planes yet. We intend to give them to them, but they haven't trained the pilots. And to which the Taylor Report says, you've been there 11 years. You trained a few pilots in your own country. So, in other words, not allowed to have an Air Force. And you learn such things tuning into the Taylor Report. Elias Hazana, thank you very, very much. Heidi Trampas, there's a great fighter, Heidi and others with the Cuba 5 campaigns are bringing Stephen Kimber here on November the 9th on a Sunday at 2 p.m. Ryerson. Call us up, 946. You still got a chance. No, no, we don't want to hold you back. 946-7800. And you can call us 888-204-8976. I just saw Jacob Levitch. I swear, it's a sighting.
The man is everywhere.
And he's the son of Peter Levitch, who was one of the great labor figures in this city, and one of the people who traveled, one of the early people to contact and work with Palestinians on the issue of the West Bank, Gaza, the occupation of the Golan Heights, which, let's not forget, the Golan Heights are occupied, and they're part and parcel of all these issues. Peter Levitch went to the Philippines to try to help free a trade unionist who was politically imprisoned, and he... Of course, he went to Venezuela. He gave to the world a great face of the Canadian labor movement, and which probably has something to do with why we saw Jacob Levitch here. And call us at 416-946-7800, and you can call us from out of town, toll free, 888-204-8976, and that's. Of course, online, CIUT.FM. And Hugh McGuire, thank you. You know, folks, we got a bunch of names here. We could use up a lot of the airtime reading you wonderful names of wonderful people. And but we are so grateful to get the support. This is all to get us towards $89,500.
That's right. 89.5.
89.5. That's
89.5, depending on whether you say it in French or English. You say it both ways.
You wonder how they found a number like that. 416-946-7800. 1-888-204-8976.
And six grand prizes: a Sony e-reader, a Samsung Galaxy S4 Mini, a book and tea prize pack. Lots of books. A health and wellness prize pack, which includes a month pass to yoga at Nirvana Spa, a Samsung Galaxy GS5 active mobile phone, a Samsung Galaxy tablet S10 5. All of those things are going to go to some wonderful listener who begins or continues their membership at CIUT by getting in touch with us and giving us your money. And I know there's some of you out there who have always thought about doing it and have never done it, and now today you're going to do it.
This is it. Venice Smith, thank you. The number is 946-7800, and it is CIUT and the Taylor Report and supporting all the great programming, the kind that you have to go to what is called alternative radio. I always... remember when we're doing this that the great Alexander Colburn, the founder of Counterpunch, a brilliant columnist at The Nation magazine, I forget the title, but it's called The Devil Something, but his comment was that wherever you find a healthy community in North America, you find alternative radio. If you find people who are concerned about ecology, you're worried about global warming, if we're worried about labor rights, or worried about the concerned about the rights of minorities and the treatment of immigrants and just and actually a healthy culture, you'll find it through alternative radio. He'd done his own demographic study. It's one of his better columns, actually. It was Alexander Colburn. So, in other words, Alexander Colburn wants you to support CIUT. And now that I remember, we had him on the show. I'll never forget the interview. First time I interviewed him, he was in a library. So he was like, I'm okay. Well, yeah, my opinion is about him. And then the next time I interviewed him, he was eating something. So I would hear it's a scraping on the plate, and he'd say, well, Cuba did that because... And I thought, well, thanks, Alexander, for taking the time. And that was, no, he was. He was willing to make the, even though he interrupted the meal to talk to the Taylor Report. So call us at 946-7800. And if you're out of town, call us toll free, 888-204-8976. And did I say Frank Panetta? I'm going to say it again. Thank you very, very much, Frank. We have other, I got to remind you, we had David Hoyle on this show. We had Zafar Bengash. We asked him, too, what happened to those planes. And he had the same answer. The Americans took them. These are the kind of folks that we've had on the show. We know you appreciate good programming at CIUT. And we had Chris Black. Chris Black has a great article in the Global Research right now. If you want to understand the Rwanda thing, and it is something painful to understand. You have to work at it. Read Chris Black at Global Research. We had the daughter, Portia Karagea, within 2 or 3 weeks of the murder of her father in South Africa. She was our guest to talk about who she thinks was behind it, which is to say Paul Kagame of Rwanda. That was her opinion. And a victim like that needs to be heard from, because the mainstream media does not care to pay attention to the pain of a woman like Portia, who is a wonderful, brilliant person, law student. So she was on the Taylor Report. And as a matter of fact, that's probably a good place that to say how much we appreciate everybody helping us. I'll give you a last chance here, 946-7800. And if you want to call us toll-free, 1-888-204-8976, and of course for CIUT.FM. And now you got your basic information to support the Taylor Report and the station. So all week long, you know, if you sit up in bed and say, oh my gosh, just call and make a donation to CIUT in the name of the Taylor Report, and we'd be very grateful. And we're glad to see Jacob, and we're thank you, Lucas, for getting us through all this stuff. And we'll see you next week.